And I'm joined in the studio by Keith Edwards from Ardley Green Janitorial Supplies, who's one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM. So thank you for your support, Keith. And also the lovely Heather, who's here. You know, are you going to be talking today, Heather?
Good morning.
Yes. You might hear a little bit more from Heather, or that might be just good morning. So very good morning to you. I've not seen you in the studio for quite a while.
It's been a very, very busy period from last year through to Christmas.
Yeah.
We've been very active in the community, and it's good to come back just to sort of relating to some of the issues which are sort of pressing at the moment in the media.
Yep.
And also affecting the whole world.
Now, I was going to ask Keith about this regardless this morning, because I knew that he'd know all about it, and it's the coronavirus, or it's known as COVID-19. So I think most people know it as the coronavirus, but it's actually called COVID-19.
Yeah, initially when viruses come into the marketplace, they are sort of given a name, but then the World Health Authority then gives it an official name so that they can use it as their monitoring service. So they've actually named it COVID-19, which, to be honest, actually doesn't sound as good as coronavirus, because we all remember corona when we were a lot younger, I should say.
It's a beer, isn't it, as well? Well, not technically the same product, but I thought corona was a beer.
But also a fizzy drink. It used to be available in glass bottles, and used to then go and get a deposit many years ago. I can remember it, and I thought that's a very interesting name they've given it.
Yeah, but they're not related, by the way. Just to go, I think Corona went out of business a long time ago. So people are worrying about it, because it is going to affect people that we know, even if it's not hit Brentwood or parts of Essex yet. It is going to, because the spread of it it's just going to happen.
I mean, we've just on the way here, they've just announced that there is another two confirmed infections, so that takes the UK now up to 15. The infections have come from Italy, which we know that there seems to be an epicenter of it, and also Tenerife, where there's currently a hotel which is down in lockdown. It's coming, but we have a very robust NHS, but we also have some very skilled professionals who know how to deal with mass infections. You've got to bear in mind that it is transmitted by water droplets. Yeah. So you need to bear in mind that anything that involves water droplets, you can come in contact with.
Yeah.
We actually breathe water droplets all the time,
yeah.
So it's coming from there.
Yeah.
If you compare this with the SARS infection, which happened a few years ago, the rate which people are dying on SARS was 2%. On coronavirus, it's actually 1%.
Yeah.
But it seems to be infecting faster.
Yes.
It seems to be affecting in a bigger widespread.
Mm.
Really, people that it will really affect are the people that have got pre-existing conditions, people that are of an elderly, or people that are really prone, have got no real infection defence.
Mm.
People that would normally deal with this would be people, if you've got a mild cold, or it's like a flu infection, but it's deeper in the lungs. It's a bit, you'll feel a lot more pain in the bottom.
Yeah.
Now, one of the problems with dealing with this is, how do we get rid of it?
Yeah.
Well, what we need to do is, we need to, like any viruses, whether it be the coronavirus or any other viruses, we need to look at how we actually deal with it ourselves.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they can contain it. But in the meantime, we just have to make sure we take some precautions. Now, there is a few myths. The myth is that if you use sanitizer, that sanitizer will protect you.
Mm.
In fact, what you're actually doing is you're actually sanitizing your hands. So you're virtually putting disinfectant, killing anything on your hands.
Yep.
So now your hands are now not protected. So what you need to do is that once you've sanitised your hands, specifically with alcohol sanitizer, which is commonly available, you need to make sure that you wash your hands with a normal hand soap.
Oh.
Within about 15 minutes after sanitising.
Right.
Because we are gifted. The human are gifted with natural protection against viruses.
Yeah.
And these are a form of protection that's on our skin, which they call it body fat, but it's actually, in essence, it's part of how we're built.
Yeah.
By sanitising with sanitizer, you're taking that natural protection off, so you need to replenish it.
Right.
So if you sanitise your hand, it doesn't mean it's going to last you all day.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like having a shield that you can put up. It's not like a barrier. Yep. So you have to make sure that you're protecting. Now, what you've also got to bear in mind is that you should, if you're going into any area where there's where potentially you can touch things that other people have touched, public toilets.
Aeroplanes.
Even if you get in a taxi, seatbelts.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywhere where you can physically touch anything that anybody else has touched, there is a potential risk for the virus to be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very probably it's not going to be there, but if you want to sanitise your hands, you sanitise them at that point before you touch anything.
Yep.
Make sure you don't try to avoid putting your hands in your mouth or near your eyes, because that's where the virus will go in if it's going to go in that way.
All right, so it's not skin. It doesn't matter if it's on your skin, as long as you don't touch
it's water droplets.
Right, yeah.
It's water droplets, so it has to come into your body.
Right.
And your eyes are a natural receptor for it, and also your mouth and your fingers, because we're always touching, and whether or not even to the point where you're wiping your nose and such like that.
Yeah.
There also, from a point of view, is that you've also got to bear in mind that if you're washing your hands continually, they will dry out. Yeah, because you are doing something that you wouldn't normally do all the time.
Yeah.
But equally, if you use moisturiser, put moisturiser on, just to make sure that you replenish your skin. You're looking after it.
Yeah.
Avoid, where possible, groups. So if you can, avoid going into where there's going to be lots of people, whether it be a tube station, a bus station, on a bus, or anything where there is potential for a lot of people, you can avoid that.
Yeah.
The other thing that we've got to look at is face masks. We're now seeing there's a world shortage of face masks.
Yes.
I was reading an interesting article about face masks, and America has a stockpile of 30 million face masks. In fact, they actually need 300 million. Mm. So they're actually only 10% of what they need.
Yeah.
But imagine, somebody wears glasses, and this is the easiest illustration. I wear glasses myself. If I put a face mask on, as soon as I breathe, my glasses will steam up.
Yeah.
That is the water droplet. So are face masks effective?
Mm.
Not really, because the moisture can get through the sides and round the back.
Yeah.
So all you're doing is you're removing the risk for it to come directly straight into your mouth.
Yeah.
So face masks, unless they're the super duper ones which are ventilated and such forth, it's this water part, and these water droplets are minute.
Mm.
You see them in this cold weather, especially. You breathe out, and you think, oh, it's mist. Mm. That's water droplets.
Yeah.
It's a natural thing. What we've got to make sure is that we apply best hygiene practices wherever we're going. They're saying that you can actually self-isolate yourself for 2 weeks. I mean, for some people, that's going to be quite difficult. Mm. Work, and they're self-employed, or their employer won't give them the time off. But it's very, very difficult, because with this virus, there is no effects of it. In other words, there's no sort of, you can't see any symptoms for it in the incubation period.
Yeah.
So people are actually affecting people when they feel perfectly fine.
Or they've got it and they don't actually get ill.
It's a really, really strange one. I'm so pleased from a point of view is that we have limited it so far to 15. And that means that we've got to give credit to the National Health and also the people that are involved in it in this country, because we have managed to contain it. The guidance is that we're not going to be able to contain it.
Yeah.
So what we've got to do is we've got to make sure. It's interesting, alcohol hand gels are difficult to manufacture because they're flammable, because they've got alcohol in them.
Right.
So the manufacturers cannot upscale. They cannot make more of it.
Yeah.
In fact, our supplier, who supplies our hand gel, and we've been very lucky that we've managed to get some, is stopped actually taking new orders.
Yeah.
Because it's not just the hand gel they can't make, they can't get the raw material.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
So there are a few myths, but it's really, be sensible. If you know that you're going to a place where there's potentially a lot of people, just be careful with it. But be aware is that the symptoms are sometimes very mild.
Mm.
And it's very sad for the people that have passed away, because they become a statistic.
But even the doctor, the one thing that I was very surprised at is the doctor who discovered the virus, who was only 34 and seemingly quite a fit chap, passed away from it.
I think because we've got sort of very sketchy information, it could be that there was some underlying medical condition that we were unaware of.
Mm.
But it seems to be affecting particularly particularly people that are more vulnerable at the moment. So it's a SARS was a little bit more a sort of potent, but but coronavirus seems to be a little bit more selective. It's just, I mean, the strange thing is that obviously they're working towards getting a an anti sort of to try and protect everybody, an antivirus. But it's difficult. Things like that take time. They've got to be able to. But this means that if these viruses are coming out, that means that we are going to experience these going forward.
Yeah.
And it could be a number of things that are causing it. It could be the way people live. It could be population movement. It could be quite a lot of things. But what we've got to do is we've got to put some best practices in place.
Yes.
And that's how we can protect ourselves.
Yeah. So make sure if you use hand sanitizer, you wash your hands within 20 minutes with some soap and water.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, hand wash. Hand wash which you... It's just that you're... The easiest way is that if you were putting... sanitizing a surface, whether it be your kitchen table or everything, you would your objective is to sanitize it, is to clean it.
Yeah.
And when you're cleaning it, you're actually killing anything that's on there. You know that thing that 99.9% ugly, that sort of scenario. You are doing that, but what you're doing is you're doing that to your hands.
Yeah.
So imagine if you've cleaned your hands, you've killed everything on it, it now becomes a natural attractor for everything else.
Right.
So what you've got to do is you've got to make sure you just wash your hands and make sure that you're actually starting to replenish it.
Excellent. And have you found a lot more people are ordering sort of, you know, that type of product at the moment from yourselves?
I mean, we were lucky to get a new supply in, and which has been very useful. We've a lot of the nurseries are now taking this, and doctor surgeons, of course, as you expect. But a lot of the doctor surgeons that we look after we've already put sanitizers in place.
Yeah.
So they've already got the natural protection.
Yeah.
What we are seeing is it's a laziness, and I'm going to use the word lazy because we are a bit lazy. We walk into the hospitals, we see many, many, many sanitizers on the wall, and they're normally foaming ones so that we can do it. And we rub our hands, and then we get this effect because it makes our hands feel a bit dry. And then we sort of think, well, what? I don't like it because it's dry. But it's dry because you've taken all the natural protection. So what you do is do the sanitizer, go and wash your hands, go into the toilet, wash your hands, such. But we are seeing a bigger trend to having sanitizers. Mm. But just be aware that they are not I'll use the Star Trek sort of scenario. We don't put the shields up and they protect us.
Right.
We are cleaning our hands with sanitizer to kill everything, but we need to still protect our hands.
Yes. And also, once people have had the virus, then you'll build up an antibody to it as well. So that will be the over the next year. I mean, I think they've said it's about a year, possibly a year, before they've got any sort of vaccine or to actually stop it. So we'll just have to see. But it is going to creep into. I know there's only a few cases, but it will creep into the UK. But people, there's a lot of stuff in the papers, and so people should try not to panic and just be sensible. And as you said, if it's a thing where you're going out, just say if you've got sort of problems with your lungs and you've got a thing to go to a gig, you might want to think maybe actually I'm going to keep away from going into spaces where there's a lot of people. At the moment, you're not on the tube. If you can't, you've got to go to work. That's what you have to do. But you know, it's just one of those things. But you can pick up the flu on the train, where people sneeze from one end of the carriage, and you've got those droplets go right the way through the carriage. And if you inhale them, then you're likely to get it as well.
Advice from the government bodies say that the risks are quite minimal.
Yeah.
As long as we are knowing, and they're quite honest, they said that it will come here, and we will manage it.
Yeah.
But what we've also got to bear in mind is that people have to be sensible. As sensible as you would say if there was a common cold, we all get common colds. We all have the flu jabs. The people that need flu jabs get the flu jabs. But people that don't need flu jabs should consider it as well.
Yeah.
In a way, what they do to give you a flu jab, they actually give you a converted version of a flu, so that you build up the antibodies, so you're protected.
Yes.
And people who have even had flu jabs still get flu, but they don't get it severe.
Yes.
So I think what we've got to look at is that we've got a very efficient health service. They are aware of them. if you compare this with other countries like Italy, where it seems to be going a bit mad, in terms they've got villages locked down. We haven't locked down Brentwood yet,
yep.
And hopefully that won't happen. But what they are doing is they are react. We are acting very quickly. We're being very proactive with it, and we've got only had 15 confirmed. Positive coronavirus, and that must be credit to the way they're managing it.
Yeah.
But they do say it's going to get worse. But what we've got is, if they can keep a lid on it, it means it's better for everybody.
Yes, definitely. Mm. Now, if people want to find out more about Ardley Green, tell us about where you're based and your website, because you can go on. You've got a variety of products, and a lot of them, well, most of them are environmentally friendly as well. Mm. So give us the website.
Well, it's really quite simply, we're ardleygreen.co.uk. We're based down in Ardley Green, which is not far from Gallows Corner. We deliver free of charge to local and also into London. We offer independent. We're not tied to any organisation. We are full of knowledge.
Yes.
Full of knowledge. And knowledge is sometimes king. In this instance, we can save money by telling you the right way to do things, rather than spending all this money not to actually achieve what you want.
Yeah.
And we have our business grew 38% last year.
Wow.
And that's down to the great team of people we've got in the office. You know, we've got Heather, who runs the ship. She's the one that guides us along. We have Kay and Jerry and Sandra. We also have Steve and Russ and Nikki. We have quite a few people that are very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And they're there to give you unbiased advice. If you tell us what your problem is, we can normally find a solution to it.
Yeah.
And you can ask us anything about it, and we're quite honest with the way we do it.
Yep, and also you buy stuff, and you can buy it in bulk, so it's they give you the correct dilution, so you don't end up wasting products and stuff like that as well. So yeah, go in and have a chat. And Heather is here, so people won't believe me. So say hello into the microphone.
Hello, everybody.
Just to say, because people won't believe you're in the studio. So what's happening? What are you doing afterwards? It's the weather's pretty nasty. Are you going out for lunch or going straight back to work?
Unfortunately, back to the office because we're so busy.
Yeah.
But as you can see, we're actually trying to assist and help people. We've been working with doctors who had 99% of everything in place anyway.
Yeah.
We've just been extending things in nurseries to help them as well. And we just can give you honest advice as independents as well. Yeah, do buy your sanitizers, but also look at your hand soaps as well. In some cases, you're actually better off just using your hand soap.
Right.
And as long as you're doing it properly, you don't necessarily need to sanitise, but it is an additional one that we can help with.
Lovely. Well, it's lovely to see both of you in the studio. Hopefully we'll see you back again soon. Are you going to be doing, we've got the business awards coming up. Are you involved in that coming forward? Are you allowed to say yet?
It's actually quite interesting because we have been asked to be a sponsor for the business awards, but it's this year we're going to do a different, we're approaching it a different way. We are going to apply for an award ourselves.
Right.
Because as a sponsor, we felt that it was a bit of a conflict of interest applying for an award if we were a sponsor.
Yeah.
So we've been proud to be a sponsor for the last 2 years. But this year we're taking a sabbatical. We're actually going to apply for a couple of the awards, and then we will revisit sponsorship the following year.
Yeah.
But it's our way of demonstrating that we need to be able to have gone through the process to understand what the people that are applying for these awards are going through.
Yes.
and participate. And then when we become sponsors in another year's time, we can then relive that and tell them exactly what the experience was.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. Well, I'll look forward to that, and we'll get, obviously, it'll be coming through shortly, won't it, the nominations? Yeah, Brentwood Business Awards, very good. If you're a business in Brentwood and you want to find out more, if you go to the council website, you can find all the details there. So thank you very much to Heather and to Keith from Ardley Green, and thanks for the information on the coronavirus or COVID-19. Sounds a bit like an assassin when you say it like that, doesn't it? A little bit like a James Bond thing. Just going to 10:52, here is some Wax with Build a Bridge to Your Heart.